Yeah, somebody better praise him in here. He says, if you don't praise me, I'll make the rocks cry out. Hallelujah. I'll make the rocks cry out. Amen. Amen. We're experiencing the seventh day now of the fast. Those that are fasting, it is a Daniel fast, and if you're not fasting, it is a corporate fast. And if you say, I don't know how to fast yet, the instructions we handed these out in the bulletins. And if you say, well, I can't do all that, well, just give up one thing. I have some seniors said, oh, I'm giving up coffee. And, you know, when that encouraged me, I have a 10-year-old that said, I'm going to give up this and this and this. That was encouraging. One of the things, it's not so much about what you give up, it's just the motive that you want to give up something to get closer to him. God knows the heart, and one thing about fasting, this church is built upon prayer and fasting. You know, some churches said, no, we don't fast, you don't have to fast, but that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said to them when the Pharisees were fasting, they said, hey, the people that are following you aren't fasting. Jesus said, there's no need to fast, I'm here. But when I leave, you will have need to fast. Therefore, we are following the instructions of our Lord Jesus. And we're experiencing, not only are we fasting, but we're praying. And right now, we're believing God as we're praying together as a church. And if you can't do any of it, if you can't sacrifice anything, sacrifice some prayer time. And we have a prayer that we're all praying the same prayer every day. And the Bible says that when they were all gathered together with one thought on one accord, that the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind and gave them power. Shout power. Amen. You have that power in you. And when we come together in a oneness, it just releases the power into the atmosphere for change. How many you need some situations to change? Amen. All right. We'll leave that down there. We'll leave that down there. Stuff just falling all out today. All right. We're going to get in the word this morning. Turn to our theme scripture for the month. Turn over to Matthew 27. Amen. Amen. Matthew 27:50. There. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this divine opportunity that you have made for us, that you loved us so much that you gathered us together on this day in spite of ourselves. You have seen to meet each and every one of our needs, and we thank you for it. And Father, if we haven't thanked you enough, we want to just thank you right now. Lord, we ask you now to bring us together in a oneness that we may hear from you together. For you said that we are being built up together. Lord, just break down the walls where we're thinking about what we're going through, that we may just embrace you and go through it all together. Come now and feed our spirits, for we need you today. And now, Lord God, I ask you that you would remove Felix from this place and you would consecrate this vessel to be used by you as a word carrier. let it be the vessel of pouring of your water, which is your word. I yield my spirit unto your hands, God, asking you to consecrate me now and make me fit to serve you. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you for your word, which is all powerful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Beginning at verse 50, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Amen. Verse 151 again. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. I know we talked about the earthquake and the great shift. We talked about the torn from top to bottom and access granted. Today, I want to talk to you about the third thing, and the rocks were split. I just want you to meditate on this topic. A divine split for you. For you. Amen. You may be seated. We see a lot happening in this particular text. And there is a subtext that goes along with it. It will be Ephesians chapter 1. We'll turn to it later. But God loves us so much that He purposely has orchestrated so many things, and God doesn't change. He has a systematic plan that we don't know the fullness of it. And we see here the earth was quaking, the veil was ripped, the rocks were split, dead people were walking. I mean, all type of stuff was happening, which was really, really God just showing who he is. God is all that. If God can do all this in two little verses, and we put so many little limits on God and don't have very much trust in him, but we see his awesome power in these couple of verses. He is powerful. He's almighty. There's none like him. He could do anything. And your little problem, he can handle that too. He can, if you give it to him. And if you don't, he's going to take it from you. Sooner or later, the problem you're going through, you will be over it. You believe me? Shout amen. Help me out this morning. That was good stuff. That should have helped out 90% of us. Let's go home. No, I'm just kidding. It says the rocks were split. Here, the rocks were split. The rocks were split. Here I see two things. I see the powerful hand of God. Because look, the earth is made up of soil, dirt, and rock. And the hardest part of the earth, the hardest part of the earth is the rock. And hereby God shakes the earth, and then he splits the hardest thing that there is on earth, letting us know that there's nothing on earth that's too hard for God that he can't step in and break it up. God will split it up. No matter how hard it's hard, or well, then it's God's turn. It's not your turn. So often, things that are impossible for us, you can't handle it, you can't fix it, then you should start talking to him about it, because God has a plan that's already worked out for you. So he had to split the rock. And I was looking at the rock, and I was like, oh, God, you split that rock. And why'd you split the rock? He said, show you how bad I am so you could brag on me. My God can do anything. He's showing us that he has all power on earth. We know he has it in heaven. But here he shows us he has it on earth. So not only is he demonstrating his power here, but he's demonstrating protection here. He also is demonstrating that there's a plan in effect. Because God himself, when Moses was walking, Moses got to a place the people were thirsty. They didn't have nothing to drink. God had already split the Red Sea. See, it's easy for you to get some water and divide it, but it's harder to break a rock. So God says, let me break up some rock. But note this. Notice that Christ is called the rock. So in the walk of Moses, when he walks up to the rock, the people are thirsty, and God says, listen, he says, speak to the rock, and the rock will give you water. But Moses was so angry at the people that he allowed his temper on the people to make him be disobedient to God. So instead of him talking to the rock, he hit the rock. And when he hit the rock opened up and water came out. Oh, notice if you could get the picture. When the soldiers stuck the rock opened up and water came out of Jesus, because Jesus is the rock. So God is painting a picture for us all throughout the Bible on the importance of his power through the rock. Notice that he has placed power in you. Now Christ dwells in you. You have the rock in you. And see, listen, there's a fight in you. Your will wants to do it, and then the rock has to do it. So there's a splitting that is taking place always. Goodness. There is something that is going on one side of you and something that is going on the other side of you, and it's not for you to freak out or get discouraged or get panicked about. It's just for you to know that Jesus, God, did this from the beginning of time. He made it so that there would be a split, and when it's all said and done, the rock is going to be the only thing remaining, because you and this flesh is going one day turn into ashes, but your soul, the rock, is going to spend eternity in heaven. And it's the rock in you that's powerful. So he says, Moses, I'm coming. Moses said, I want to see you, God. He says, I'm coming, Moses. But I want you to get down in between the rock that I split, so that I could protect you. A lot of time we don't want to get in an uncomfortable place, but God wants us to go to an uncomfortable place so that he could protect us. We want to stand on top of the rock, but he says, get down in the rock. When Isaiah was leading the people under the King Uzziah, in the second chapter of Isaiah, the people were doing all this sin, and he told them, he said, he told the righteous, he said, get down in the rock. Because my anger is coming and it's gonna protect you. And so listen, when you get down in the rock, that's where your protection is. So understand. So we see power and we see protection. So then we were going to open our Bibles up to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to spend the rest of the time in the text. And so, God uses the rock all throughout the Bible. The rock followed them as Moses. They drank out of the rock. He said, if you don't cry out, I'll make the rocks cry out for me. The people wouldn't shout Hosanna. He said, if you don't cry out, I'll make the rocks cry out for me. God will split a rock to cry. In order for the rock to do anything, it has to have an opening. God said, I will split it just so you could hear. You hear the rock. In verse 50, it says, Jesus cried out before anything happened. God is big on vocals. As a matter of fact, he said, if you don't open up your mouth, the rock will. And so God is big on you speaking. So he says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so God is big. He's given us an instrument of power. Your voice has power. What you say with it is going to make the difference. Amen. I was talking to one of the ministers earlier this week. He said something. I said, I repeated something back. He said, oh, yeah, I got to watch what I say. Yeah, because what you say is going to make a difference. People say, my allergies. No, they're not my allergies. They are some allergies. When you claim them as yours, they stick to you. Sneezing. Oh, I'm having a hard day. My allergies. Well, yeah, if you keep claiming them, they're going to stay right there. Your allergies. What you say makes a difference. These allergies are giving me a hard time, but they have to go because they don't belong to me. They are taking up residence, and I'm giving them an eviction notice because they ain't paying no rent up in here. So we see Christ now as the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. He even tells Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. But in 1 Corinthians 4:10, it says, Jesus is the rock. He is the rock. The rock was on the cross. The rock got split on the cross. When the earth shake, it shook. And Jesus said, I have to be split because there's purpose in me splitting. Because I'm calling my people to dwell in me. And there'll be no way for them to dwell in me unless there's a split. So they had to stick him. And so the rock was split just like Moses had to go down inside of the rock to be protected. We too have to go inside of the rock to be protected. Most of our problems is because we're not in Christ. When we're in Christ, we got it all together. The moment we step out of the will of God is when everything goes chaotic in our life. But as long as we stay in purpose, everything is going to be all right. Let's see what he says. Verse 4. He says, just as he chose us, where? In him. Wait a minute. He is the rock. So in him, just as he chose us in him. See, as long as we are in him, we have protection. We were chosen to be in him. That's why it had to split. Because if it wasn't a split, we couldn't get in. So he shows us that, listen, and that's why we have to look, sometimes be split. There's certain things that we want to hold on to. And then things happen in our life, and we think that, why am I going through all of this? God says, I'm breaking some stuff off of you. And you think it's the other person. Let me shock your theology. Every time you're going through something, shout, God loves me. See, you didn't even believe it. I want to talk to somebody. Shout, God loves me. Shout, God loves me. I'm starting to get a little convinced.
There you go.
But when you know that you know that you know that you know, somebody say, I know he loves me. If you know that he loves you and he's in control of everything, when you're going through something, it's not because of the person that seems like they're attacking you or causing you to go through what you're going through. It's because God loves you. And he wants you closer in him. The only reason why we go through things is because God wants us to come closer. You're not in yet. I said a few weeks ago, you're playing hokey pokey. But God wants you fully in him. He chose you so that you could be in him. Stay in him. Do it his way. And we keep compromising, want to do it our way. You know, God's going to forgive me. Yeah, he's going to forgive you, but it's delaying what he has promised for you. That's why we wrote the law, cast your cares unto me because I care for you. When you're going through something, it's just, listen, God saying, come closer. I want you in, all the way in. Listen, I put this hurt on you so you could come on in. Listen, I chose you so you could come in. And you say, I'm in. Now I want you deeper. Because God said, I'll show you the deep things of God. The deeper you can get in him, the more revelation you'll get. And see, God says, I'm not going to leave you where you are. I got to grow you up. Your kindergarten experience is not going to hold you for the demons that are coming your way. I got to get you to the first grade and the second grade and the third grade. And some of us are still in elementary school and there's demons knocking at our door that have graduated from high school. But God says, come on in and stay in here. Oh, goodness. So that I could grow you up to be who I called you to be. He says, in him. Then he says, he did this before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. He says, before him in love. Then he says, in him we have redemption. Listen, it all happened in him. Nothing happens outside of him. That's why I keep telling people, don't miss church. Read your Bibles every day. Talk about the word of God. Listen, in Psalms it says, meditate on the word day and night. That doesn't mean read scripture all day. That means get a word in you. You can just get one word. And that, listen, Jesus loves me. That one word will carry you all throughout the day. And a lot of us are defeated in life. And life circumstances, we allow defeat to happen because we don't really recognize that he truly loves us. He wouldn't have split the rock if he didn't love you. He wouldn't have let his son die on the cross if he didn't love you. He said, in him, you're redeemed. You're not redeemed outside of him. And so, as long as we stay in him, we have everything that he has given us. He says, in him we trusted. In him he purposed us. In him all things are in Christ. Over and over in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, in him. Why is it that? Everything is in him. But we struggle and stay outside of him. Cussing somebody out is not in him. Forgiving them is in him. As a matter of fact, Paul says it this way, forgetting those things which are behind. Forget it. When did it happen? A minute ago. It's over. Forget it. Forget it or you'll never go forward. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards those things which are before, which is the mark of Christ Jesus, our Lord. This split that happened was a great split. It's still splitting right now. Splitting wide open. Why? Because God wants us in. The more trouble you get in, the wider the split gets. Why? Because God wants you in. Listen, he don't only want you in, he wants whoever attacking you in. And we put it on the person. Anybody ever blaming anybody for anything? I'm telling you right now, you need to come in. You're outside still. Because you can't blame nobody for nothing if you're in him. Because you know he controls everything. And if you got a problem with somebody, take it up with him. Instead of blaming people, he said, this war is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness. So we don't fight against people. We love people. Yeah, Pastor, but this person just get on my nerve. Yep, that's the one. That's the one that's helping you to stay in. You would wonder. You might wonder. Wait a minute. You might wonder if it wasn't for people who were irritating you. If it wasn't for circumstances that are happening in your life, you might wander away from God. But God loves you so much that when you begin to wander off, he puts something that will run you back in him. I thought about that when I was a kid. And I'd be doing things I wasn't supposed to do, and I'd go places I wasn't supposed to go. And always be something that'll run me home. One time, it was a Doberman Pinscher. You know, my dad said, don't you leave the front yard. Don't you leave the front yard. As soon as he turned his back, I was leaving the front yard. Just wandering. And that's what happens to us. You know we're not supposed to do what we're supposed to do, and then we go and do it anyway, and then we find ourselves doing stuff that we didn't even plan on doing in the first place. And say, how did I get here? Why am I doing this? And his God said, here, I'm going to run you back home. And then he'll put a Doberman Pinscher on you. That look like a person, but I tell you, it's a Doberman Pinscher spirit. But God has done so much and demonstrated his power and showing us the reason why he wants us in him is so that he could protect us. Protect us from what? Protect us from everything. The closer you get to God, the more you understand trouble. The closer you get to God, the more you can forgive. The closer you get to God, the more peace you have. The closer you get to God, the more you can love. The closer you get to God, listen, the closer you get to God, the more you can obey him. The more you obey God, the more promises are released to you. The more promises that are released to you, the more blessings you begin to walk in. When you get in him, you begin to absorb the heavenly blessing. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because God has ordained it so that he chose you. He chose you. Not that the stuff he put on you would make you give up, but it will make you give in. Give in to what, Pastor? Give in to him. That's all he wants from us. Just give in. When you give up on you, you can give in to him. And everything that you have gone through and that you're going through is to usher you, Trouble is meant and designed. We find that out in Bible study. We're dealing with 1 Peter. Trouble and situations are designed to usher you in, not to run you out. When things happen to you, that means God is saying, come closer to me. And we get it the opposite. I'm quitting on God. I'm going to church. There ain't nothing going right. No. Everything is going right. You just were going wrong. And a lot of times we think we're right. And we don't recognize that we were wrong until we really get in him. And staying in him will help you operate like him. That's why he made the split. It wasn't that he wanted to die on the cross. It was that he loves you so much that he wanted to bring you in. He has given us everything that we need. And all we have to do is keep going in. I like what Nova said. He's been saying something. He said, you're going in, you're going in, you're going in. Yeah, we got to keep that in our spirit. Keep going in. I can't stop. Listen, I can't stop worshiping. The worship I had today won't take me into tomorrow. I got to keep going for more. I'm going for broke. I'm going to give God everything I got. That's what we have to be saying in our spirit, man. Lord, I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Keep pulling me in. And so, and listen, when you begin to allow God, tell him, pull me in. See, a lot of times we don't want to go. And we don't realize we don't want to go because we don't know where we're going. But God, look, God wants to take us into the deep things. This hidden revelation. It's like going into a cave where there's gold and platinum in, and you get to take your pick, and you don't want to go far because it's black in there. And that's where we are in him. We think we're cool right here. But listen, the little things that we're doing right now is not going to take us deeper. We have got to have an unbearing, unrestricted, a totally naked, bring me in just the way I am and clean me up, because I know I don't have it all together, and I know I'll never get it together unless I get closer to you. Take me in. I need to get in. There's a spirit inside of you that wants to get in, and you are holding back because you're looking at the trouble that are on the outside, but the Spirit of God is like a magnet. Baby, you might as well quit resisting, because he's pulling you in. It is not your choice. Oh, you might as well just go with the flow. Because he didn't split so you could stay out. He split so you could come in. And when you get in the presence of God, you forget all about your trouble. You just get in there, and all of a sudden, you just start crying and wanting to forgive folks you've been hating for years. Just want to forgive everybody. You just have a crying party. Because in him is everything. In him, you change. And you become the Christ that dwells in you. All of a sudden, the deeper you go, no more worries. You just trust. When you get in the presence of God, you just know everything is going to be okay. It don't matter what it is. It's going to be okay. And God made this split for you so that you could know it's going to be better than okay. Give your neighbor a high five and tell him it's going to be better than okay. Why? Because God is good. You ever taste something and you say, oh, it's okay. But you ever taste something and it's just good? That's how God does stuff. It's just good. No matter what it is, God wants you to know. He had a split, and it was for you, so that you can know that it's all good. Stop looking at whatever it is. I dare you give that more glory than you give him. Start looking at the split. Ooh, I see it. I see it. I'm going in. See you when you see that there's an opening for you, I could just get you. I was looking at my son this week. I was looking at him. And I said, want to lay down with daddy? He said, yeah. And he came and laid on the bed. This was last night. And he said, daddy, I need the covers. I said, okay. And he got the covers. And he pulled it. And it only came up to here. I said, what are you doing? He said, I got to get all the way in. And he got in. And when he got in there, he started laughing. And I thought, you know me with my spiritual imagination. I said, ooh, that's what happens, God, when you could just get all the way up under and just feel like you're just covered by you. Then you could just laugh at everything because everything is all right. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that everything is all right. It's all good. Now you have the power. Whatever has troubled you, whatever you're going through, just speak to it, and it's all good, because I'm going in, and it's all good. Give God a hand of praise.